The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says it has less than half the funding it needs to help ensure food security in parts of South Sudan. The agency wants to send emergency livelihood kits to farmers, fishers, and pastoralists as the risk of famine grows. The FAO has appealed for $108 million for its revised crisis response plan, but so far it's received just $42 million. Jeff Shirley is in charge of the agency's Emergency and Rehabilitation Division. He says conflict is complicating the humanitarian crisis.
The situation started off badly in December when the violence started, but in the last 6 weeks, we've seen a very sharp deterioration in the food security situation. More than a third of the population is at level 4 or level 5 in the index that we use to measure food security, and there's a significant risk of an impending food crisis.
The conflict, he says, has taken a severe toll on South Sudan.
Reserves are exhausted, infrastructure has been damaged, assets have been abandoned, agricultural cycles and such has been disrupted, and there's a major problem with access due to the security situation.
The areas hardest hit by fighting between government forces and rebels are Jonglei, Upper Nile, and Unity States. There are many displaced people there.
You've got camps being set up nearly spontaneously by people where they think they might be able to find some security, but it still involves women going out into the countryside to fetch firewood or for other things that really expose them to significant risk. The other states, the ones that are more calm, those are less impacted. In those cases, we are actually focusing on boosting food production by providing quality seed and planting materials, veterinary services, and things like this.
The FAO's emergency livelihood kits contain seeds, fishing hooks, and what it calls fundamental survival tools. Shirley says the FAO would be able to help many more people if it receives the full $108 million requested.
If we are able to get the additional resources to come up to $108 million, we'll be able to support another 2 million people with these livelihood kits. So far, we're supporting a little over 200,000 vulnerable households. That's about 1,200,000 people. In this case, we've targeted the riverine areas. These areas also are in their rainy period, and access becomes more problematic the longer we go into the period.
The FAO says time is of the essence. The rains could cause floods and further displacement, as well as a greater lack of access for aid groups. And then there's the time it takes to grow crops with the seeds in the emergency kits. Shirley says at least 6 weeks are needed to grow vegetables big enough to eat. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.